This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for July 2025. How did classical music play a part of Sherry Lewis's life as an American ventriloquist, puppeteer, magician, children's entertainer, teacher, author, and musician? And what musical instruments did she play? Phyllis Naomi Hurwitz Sherry Lewis was born on January 17, 1933 in New York City to Anne Ritz Hurwitz and Abraham B. Hurwitz, Jewish parents. Her father was a professor at Yeshiva University, born in Lithuania. Quote, her father was named New York City's official magician by Mayor Fiorillo H. LaGuardia during the Great Depression, end quote. Her mom was a pianist and one of six music coordinators for the City of New York's Board of Education. She had a sister, Barbara. Both her parents were educators and entertainers, and she followed in their footsteps. Sherry began studying the piano at two with her mom. Quote, her father taught her magic acts with Jewish content, end quote. At the age of 13, she performed her first magic act. She studied ventriloquism, quote, from John Cooper, with whom she practiced on a park bench, end quote. She also had lessons in juggling, acrobatics, ice skating, and baton twirling. At New York's High School of Music and Art, she studied piano and violin. She studied ballet at the American School of Ballet and studied, quote, acting with Sanford Meisner at the Neighborhood Playhouse, end quote. Sherry won first prize for her puppetry on CBS's Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts in 1952. She was 19. Quote, on July 5, 1953, she made her first hosting debut on Facts and Fun, NBC-owned WRCA-TV. It was a one-hour variety show. Quote, she engaged her viewers and studio audience members in games, hobbies, craft-making, songs, stories, informational segments, interviews with guest performers and personalities, end quote. She performed, quote, witty comedy skits with two ventriloquist dummies, Samson and Taffy Twinkle, end quote. The show continued until September 26, 1953. She then replaced Ted Steele, quote, as host on WPIX's Cartoon Club, which featured a variety format with a live studio audience, end quote. Later, the show changed its name to Sherry and Friends on September 23, 1956, and then again to Sherryland a month later. She won New York's Area Emmy Awards for her work on Sherryland, quote, and succeeded series on WRCA-TV High Mom from 1957 to 1959, which introduced Charlie Horse, Hush Puppy, Wing Ding, and Lamb Chop, end quote. Her first network program for NBC was The Sherry Lewis Show, which debuted October 1, 1960, and continued through September 28, 1963. Her show featured Lamb Chop and her puppet pals. 1968 to 1976, Sherry Lewis starred in her own TV series in England BBC. In 1975, she hosted a syndicated puppet show, Sherry Show. In 1992, her show Lamb Chop's Play Along began a five-year run on PBS, end quote. Sherry Lewis and her husband, Jerry Tarcher, created the Charlie Horse Music Pizza for elementary schools to introduce students to music education and the fun of creating music. Quote, Sherry Lewis appeared before Congress in 1993 to testify in favor of protections for children's television. Lamb Chop gained permission to speak. An accomplished musician, Lewis conducted major symphonies in the United States, Japan, and Canada. She wrote over 60 children's books and produced 17 home videos, end quote. Sherry Lewis and her husband, Jeremy Tarcher, quote, co-wrote an episode for the original Star Trek, The Lights of Zetar, in 1969, end quote. Sherry Lewis won many awards, including 12 Emmy Awards, the Peabody Award, the Monte Carlo Prize for World's Best Television Variety Show, the John F. Kennedy Center Award for Excellence and Creativity, and 7 Parent Choice Awards. Sherry Lewis was an American ventriloquist, puppeteer, magician, children's entertainer, teacher, author, conductor, and lifelong musician. She was a wife and mother. Sherry Lewis and her puppet Lamb Chop were loved by millions. She died on August 2, 1998 in Los Angeles, California.